Hello, everyone. We'll begin in about
your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Pro EFT Radio with Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master. If you're new to EFT, please visit us at proeft.com after the show to familiarize yourself with meridian tapping. It's important to learn the basics of EFT in order to get the most out of the material we'll be covering in these programs. You'll find a wealth of free resources at proeft.com, including a free starter program that will help you build on a solid foundation for tapping. Now, here's Lindsay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show tonight on Pro EFT Radio. I'm going to have a co-host tonight, which is a first for me. We're going to be talking about issues with gay, particularly young gay men. And my co-host happens to be a young gay man, Brendan Nepal, who's a former student of mine, level 3 EFT student. Say hi to everyone, Brendan.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
See, you can tell he's young. That's exactly how young people greet people. How's it going? And then we're going to be also talking with Danny Pugh, who's also a client of mine. His mom was a student of mine, which is how I know Danny, and he's just a delightful young man who is a university graduate, recent grad, I think last year from Chapman University, and majored in film production. He's now working as an event planner for a company that does events for high school kids, so he has some experience with young people, and he's young himself. He's just come through the experience of coming out himself. So between these two guys, we're going to give you some insights on being gay, handling issues around being homosexual as a young person, using tapping as a terrific tool for all kinds of things, guilt, shame, anxiety, fear, frustration, embarrassment, anger, whatever it might be. There are lots of issues to be dealt with, and especially when you're young and have an issue like that. And not that it's an issue, but our condition, it's just a way of life. But there are society issues about it. So, Brendan, would you introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us a little bit more about who you are. And thank you and welcome for and thank you for being my co-host tonight.
My pleasure, Lindsay. Yes, my name is Brendan Nepal, and I'm a holistic life coach and EFT practitioner in San Francisco. I'm originally from New York, and I came out really young at 15 and was doing a lot of work with GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, doing a lot of work with harassment of youth in school, and then came out to San Francisco. I was doing my graduate work and became a kindergarten teacher for a couple of years, and then have transitioned over into coaching. So I'm doing parent coaching. I work with youth and young people, you know, eliminating all kinds of negative beliefs, limiting beliefs, and reducing negative emotions of all kind. And love my work, and I'm really happy to be here today.
Oh, good. Well, thanks, Brendan. I want to ask, I'm going to kind of turn this over to you in a minute and have you and Danny have a conversation. But, Danny, would you mind telling the listeners about how you were introduced to EFT and how it might have helped you in the beginning?
Sure. Hi, my name is Danny Pugh. I'm also very excited about this radio show. I originally met Lindsay through my mom. My mom was taking some classes from Lindsay about tapping because she works with high school students on a regular basis, and she wanted something to kind of supplement her her work with her students. And so, you know, when I finally came out, when I was 21, which was just a year ago, she jumped to tapping to really, she tried to introduce it to me to help me have an easier time with it because she knew that I was having a harder time accepting it than pretty much everyone else in my life. Everyone else seemed to have a much easier time with it than I did. So that's kind of how I found it. And then working with Lindsay on a couple of issues, just trying to learn how to accept myself for who I am and that I can't change anything. It's just something that is who I am. So,
Danny, thanks, Danny. Let me ask you this people know, what were you having trouble accepting? Were you surprised about it, discovering or admitting that you were gay, or ashamed about it? When you say you were having more trouble than your mother accepting it, what was that about?
I definitely felt ashamed about it. I was really just afraid of what would happen, and I didn't even know what would happen. I just was, like, petrified to make that next step, and I think it probably has to do with just, you know, like, quite a few experiences kind of along the way through my life that were, that kind of, for some reason, taught me that being gay or being affectionate towards men was unacceptable, mm-hmm. Or inappropriate. And so, I don't know, it's just I just things that happen every day, you know, where you know, guys will be joking around and you know, and just make references to, like, oh, I'm not gay. Just, I don't know, just. You hear things every day where straight guys
are kind of joking around. Or something, you know, those kind of,
So, I don't know, just like kind of a buildup of all that, I was like, I don't want to go there. It was much more of a denial than anything else. Like, I didn't want to admit that was a possibility.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. And how was your mother about it, about the pronouncement?
It was very casual. I was home from camp, the summer camp that I work at, I worked at for the past 4 summers, and every summer I'd always kind of had a little crush on one of the international male counselors, just like a little one, and I just always kind of ignored it, and the summer before that, I just came home from, like, from camp for, like, my one day off, and I was like, you know what, like, just the way it kind of started was just like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I can't make this make sense in my brain anymore. Like, I'm a very logical person, and I was like, I can't make this make logical sense in my brain anymore. Like, to have these feelings, you know, and to never be interested in having a relationship with a woman, I was just like, you know, this doesn't make sense, and I can't make this work for me anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was just started to have this kind of casual conversation with my mom. And my dad kind of comes out of the office. Like, every time, you know, we're having some kind of, you know, mom and I are having some kind of conversation, my dad kind of is listening. He comes out from the office, kind of sits down with us. And I was just like, you know, I think that I'm probably gay. Like, I think that's the only thing that makes sense. And my dad was like, actually, my dad kind of shocked me in a way, because my dad was just like, yeah, cool, Danny, like, whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to do, like, that's fine. And I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah, I thought this was supposed to be, like, upsetting. And then my mom was like, oh, well, are you sure? And I was like, I think so. And she was like, well, maybe you should do some counseling or something. And I was like, sure.
Oh, Danny, you're so lucky that you had parents that just sort of took it in stride. That's great. It's not common to have that, and that's really good. And that speaks volumes for why you're such a fine young man, because you had good parents like that. Well, so thanks for sharing that. Brendan, would you take it over? I think you have some questions for Danny, and let's see where this goes.
Absolutely. Well, Danny, you know, I have some questions that I think a lot of the audience members, especially family members, would have. And so some of these I personally have my own opinion or beliefs about, or it may seem funny that I'm asking, but I'm asking from that perspective so that we can help educate people out there and kind of really set the stage for what it's like right now. You know, I came out, you know, probably 10 years before you, so you know, we're kind of setting the stage for what it's still like for young people, and I consider myself still a young person, even though I'm 29. So, anyways, one of my first questions is, how did you know that you were gay?
This question is, like, I mean, I've been asked this sort of several times by different people, and I have to just preface it by saying that I think, in contrast to some of my other friends who are gay, who were very, very sure that they were gay from a young age and didn't want to deal with it, or they just came out, I, like, was in really, really in denial. Like, I really didn't want to be gay. Like, really, really didn't want to be gay. And I think that's, like, half of it, I think, had to do with being raised Catholic. And the other half was just my own fear of just not wanting to have to deal with that. I just wanted to be normal. I just wanted to be, like, a normal person. So it's like I didn't admit it to myself until, like, I genuinely didn't admit it to myself until, like, a year ago. Like, I was really, really just like, well, I'm just going to work through this. It's just an issue. I'm just having an issue. Like, it's just an issue just like anything else, and I can work it out. I never considered it an option for myself, until I just couldn't take it anymore. So I think that, like, I think a part of me always did know, but I was in such denial of it for such a long time, I really didn't think it was an option.
Right, and that makes a lot of sense, because there's so much pressure around us, and there's so many models of heterosexuality and not being the norm, that being what's right, that it makes sense that, you know, that wasn't even a possibility for you.
Yeah, and I talked to some of my friends who were like, yeah, I've always known I was gay. I came out when I was, like, you know, 13. I was just like, wow, I can't even imagine. Like, I just can't even. I mean, I came out, like, the last few months of college.
Danny, I want to ask a question here, Brendan, if you don't mind, because there's still a lot of people out there that thinks homosexuality is a matter of choice. And so there are people, I think, that might be listening to this thinking, well, if you weren't sure you were gay, I mean, how do you know that you couldn't have just married a woman and had children and lived a happy life as a straight man, and you didn't try it? So how do you know you just chose to be gay? In other words, how would you answer somebody like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually had one of my close friends really have an issue with it when I came out, because we were really close friends, and she is Christian, and her first response to me was that she said to me, I have friends who are gay too, but they just don't act on those behaviors. They don't follow those feelings.
Mm.
And I was, needless to say, very offended by that. But that concept, you know, a lot of people feel that way, that you know, those are just feelings, and you just don't act on those feelings because they're not what's right. And for me, I mean, it just as natural as it would be for a straight person to like a straight guy to like a girl and be interested in a girl and not have any sexual feelings for another guy, it's the same for me. Like, I've never had sexual feelings for a girl, ever. And it's like those feelings of, like, adoration and affection, you know, that you feel for somebody that you're really attracted to and care about, it's like that same type of adoration that, like, I want to take care of somebody and I want to be with somebody, those feelings only come about for men.
Sure.
So that's just how I know. It's like, for me, getting married to a woman and having kids is, like, my biggest nightmare. Like, that would just be so wrong, like, for me.
Yeah, and I always say to straight people, well, can you imagine being gay? Oh, gosh, no, I'd never do that. And I said, why? Well, it just seems icky. I couldn't do that. I couldn't be with another woman, or I couldn't be with another man. And I said, well, that's how they feel about being with someone of the opposite sex. It's as untenable to them as it is for you to be gay. It's just not natural for them. It's not a choice. Well, thanks for answering that. Let me throw it back to you, Brendan, unless you had some comments about that.
Well, yeah, I do, of course. I have a lot of comments about that. You know, it's just, you know, when people say it's not natural, it just boggles my mind, because it's like saying your intuitive feelings, it's just the feelings that are coming through you are not natural. But that just doesn't make any sense. That doesn't line up. If it's coming through me and I said I'm having an emotional response, like if I'm feeling love and affection towards another man, then how is that not natural if that's coming through me organically and authentically? You know, so that's always confusing to me. And then the, you know, what Danny was saying about, you know, having those feelings but just don't act on them or don't experience them, that again, it really upsets me because it's not fair to ask someone to live a life where they're going to deny this whole emotions, you know, feeling love is one of the most amazing, powerful things that we can experience. And why does a group of people have to, you know, withhold that and deny that for their whole life? You know, I mean, that again makes no sense to me. And it seems that seems unnatural to me, you know, and denying the goodness and the divine that's in us.
It's a little like if a parent could understand if they had a child who was a prodigy for playing the piano and they had such a talent and they loved playing and it was so natural, and the parent says, no, we don't like music or noise in our home and you can never play the piano. You have to pretend to like sports, and even though you don't, I want you to be an athlete, not a musician. It would be
right.
Am I going to deny myself? That's who I am. It's like having blue eyes and putting on brown contacts. You're still a blue-eyed person. And
right.
And yet, but people would make you wrong for having a different color eyes. That's just not something that we would do. And yet, people make homosexuals wrong for their sexuality.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Thank you, Brenda. You both are giving some really good perspectives here. So, ask some questions that you have for Danny.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Danny, you spoke. One of the questions I had was, you know, how did you decide to come out? And you had spoken a little bit about summer camp and kind of coming to that actualization about yourself. So if you feel like that was answered, another part of that is, what is it like to newly be out? What is that experience for you?
Good.
Well, I'll touch a tiny bit more about my coming out experience. After I came out to my parents during that summer, it was a really slow process to start coming out to my close friends. And it kind of, like, started with close friends and then slowly kind of, you know, leaked out to other people, which is kind of what I wanted, because I wanted it to be, like, kind of a slow process. And I'd promised myself that summer that I would come out to my fraternity the first meeting of my second semester of that year. And I was going to, my mom recommended I went to counseling that whole first semester. And this is funny, I just remember this moment after I was kind of telling her, she was amazing, this therapist, but I remember telling her kind of my whole story, I remember her what she said. She said, Danny, like, what happens after all of this, after our session, what happens if we can't change anything? What happens if, you know, this is the way things are? And just the way she put it, I was just like, whoa. I was. That was like one of the big moments where I was like, oh my God. You know what? Like, I had always thought that I could change anything about myself. And she was just like, well, what if we can't change any of this? What if this is just the way things are? And that really just kind of like, really just shook me up. I was just like, what? I was just completely like, oh my gosh, like, I really.
Are you saying you felt doomed? You felt unscrewed? What would I do? That would be awful. Was that what you were saying?
I was just kind of like blown away. Like, it was an aha, wow, but it was really scary at the same time. I don't even know if there's a word for it. I was sort of awestruck in a way. I was like, wow. What if I can't change this? And then, you know, throughout the whole process, I just became more and more confident about it. And then I remember going to that meeting from my fraternity the first semester, or second semester of the first meeting, and I promised myself I would come out no matter what. And I was really, really not quite ready, but it was one of those things where I knew there wasn't really going to be a good time for it. I just, like, it up, and I was just like, we have like an open forum at the end, and I just was like, you know, just like, hey everyone, like, I'm gay, I've been having a really hard time with this for a long time, and I'm just sick of ignoring it. And I was really close to my fraternity, and they actually stood up and like gave me a standing ovation.
Wow.
The craziest thing I could ever have imagined.
Like,
I was not expecting that.
That's a pretty unique experience, I would say.
Yeah,
it's pretty wonderful.
For me, the hardest part of coming out was like accepting it myself, because I really hated it about myself more than anybody else did. And so once I accepted it, it was just everywhere around me. That was the easy part. I never thought that would be the easy part. But for the first year after that, it was just being like newly openly gay. It was really scary in some ways. I just always kind of felt on edge, like, for the first couple months, because I was like, I don't know, who knows, I don't know if they care, I don't know how this has affected everybody. Because I went to a pretty small college, it was like 4,000 undergrad, and I knew a lot of people. I was very social at my campus, so I was just, it was kind of a slow process of people being like, oh, yeah, I heard you're gay, like, congratulations, or, you know, some girls that I was friends with being like, upset that I was gay because they liked me, or like, just like a weird, you know, just like a weird, and what do you, it's like weird, like, what do you say to that? They're like, I had a crush on you and now you're gay. It's like, okay.
Yeah, now I'm gay.
Yeah, right? Some people don't get it. Some people are like, oh, like, but now you're gay.
I missed my opportunity. I should have nailed you a couple of weeks ago before you were gay.
I know, yeah. They still don't get it. They think that you were kind of straight and then you became fully gay. That's kind of what people But yeah, it's sort of stressful, and it is sort of draining when you have to like feel like you have to tell everybody, because you're so used to trying to have a feeling you have to tell everybody, and then you just start
right, or feeling people know things about you, or you know, are having opinions about you. It's probably difficult, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was the point where working with Lindsay actually became really helpful, because it was in January when I saw her for the first time, and I had already come out, and like a lot of my friends knew, but I was still really just like anxious about it. I wasn't really like scared anymore. I felt awkward about it. That's why I remember how I was talking to Lindsay. She's like, how do you feel about it? So, and I was like, I feel really awkward about it. Like, I feel like, you know, like an awkward duckling. Like I just don't know what I'm doing. I never really had a relationship. I don't even know how to start one. Like, by that time, most people my age, most straight people have had plenty of dating experience. And they know how to manage their emotions in regards to the people. And like, I was like, I don't know anything about relationships. I don't know how to handle myself. I don't know how to meet people. Like, do I go out to, like, clubs? How do I meet people? Like, I just felt awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward, really
now,
awkward.
Those things heterosexuals go through as well. The difference is you were doing it at a much later age, you know. Heterosexual kids start experimenting in their teens, and you hadn't done that. So it was, I can imagine how much more difficult that would be.
Right, and it's also it's more difficult because there's less places to do it. There's less, and there isn't modeling. I mean, there's modeling. You see, you know, straight people dating. You may even practice that and pretend that. But you know, there's also. I mean, I completely relate, Danny. That like when you come into the community, you have limited places to meet. You know, it's like where, you know, straight people they go out. They can go to their workplace and they're surrounded by potential. You know, partners, and when you're queer, you have you may be with no one, you may work with no one, or no one who's out, or you know, and so you don't have all those spaces that you know heterosexuals just meet each other.
Oh, and there's the risk factor of, well, I think that guy's cute, but how do I know he's gay? If you're in a heterosexual environment someplace, what if I approach them and they're not open to that? Did you experience that, Danny, where you were not sure how to really you know, communicate with someone in the beginning?
Well, in terms of people being like questionable about people's sexual orientation, that's like an area where I am still very like. I mean, not that I don't confront people or I'm not like flirtatious, but I'm not really, at least in an environment where there's all different types of people, and I'm sure that people, there are, you know, a lot of people are straight. Like, I'm not going to go, I never have been like that. I'm not going to just walk up to some guy and, like, start talking to him. And, I mean, that is always kind of a question, like, and you know, if you spend time with people who are gay, I think they kind of joke about it and talk about it a lot, like, is the person gay? I don't know. Oh, wait, look how he's walking. Yeah, he's probably gay. Like, they kind of joke about it a lot. Because it's hard to tell, and I don't know. You end up talking to somebody, you can really have to feel it out. I don't really, like, pursue a lot of, people in kind of, I don't know, public typically. I when I meet people, it seems to just happen naturally, but I definitely don't just walk up to people and start to flirt with them. And like, yeah, I don't know.
Sure, I get that. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, so I just, you know, one of the questions I wanted to know is, so what is it like, you know, are you glad that you came out, and what is it like now that you're out?
I'm definitely glad. It was just such a huge weight on my shoulders that I didn't even realize it was a weight on my shoulders, because I've been kind of dealing with it and ignoring it for so long. It was just like, I don't know, it was just a huge relief to just be like, okay, I don't have to make up. The big thing was, like, I don't have to lie about things anymore. Like, I don't have to make things up. Like, I got to be such a good liar. Like, in a lot of times I think I was mostly fooling myself, but, I mean, I got really good at just making up little lies here and there. Like, you know, if I, you know, somebody were like, oh, do you like this girl? And, like, you know, making it something up, you know, that I did, or if I had, you know, been spending some time with another male friend, you know, in college, just making up some other excuse for what I was doing, just so people wouldn't ask any questions. Just picking up little lies here and there, it was just, like, so draining to, like, remember all of them and be like, okay, well, what did I say about that? And just trying to keep track of all of these, like, little lies. It was just so draining.
Yeah.
And then, when, you know, coming out, it was just like, if I don't know, you know, if I want to say, oh, that guy's cute, like, I'll say that guy's cute, you know, like, things like that I would never feel comfortable saying or doing, but it's just, yeah, I really took that for granted. Like, when I first came out, I was like, all I wanted to say, I was like, I just want to say, like, that guy's cute, because, like, my whole life, you know, it's like you see some guy that you want to talk to, and that was, like, the biggest, the most often, I feel like, suppressed thought that I never, you know, was like, oh, that's, like, that's cute. Like, I just wanted to say that, just so I can say it, because it just feels like I couldn't say that, you know? Things like, just little comments that people say all the time, like, girls will say that all the time, guys will say that all the time, like, oh, that girl looks cute, like, I want to go talk to her. Just things that are very,
right.
You know, very, very,
natural.
Yeah, very, just, like, natural and, like, just genuine responses that are just very, almost childlike, but I never, ever shared those types of thoughts.
Yeah, it's, I was talking with another, a queer male spiritual leader in San Francisco this week, and he was saying, we were talking about the coming out process, and he was saying that, you know, there is this explosion kind of when you come out and you really feel out because you've been repressing and pushing down this energy. It's like this energy that's coming out of you, these natural expressions, these emotions, these thoughts. When they're able to flow, you know, and we're talking about EFT today, you know, and getting the energy moving in your body and getting your meridians flowing in the natural direction, that's a big part of it. I mean, this is why I love EFT, but especially around this issue too, because there is a lot of blockage. There's a lot of disruption, and when you're just the process of coming out starts to get that moving, you know, but tapping can really put it to another level because, you know, you're really consciously blocking it over and over again. I know exactly what you mean about, you know, you're living lies daily, you know, in order to try to feel comfortable, but, you know, and it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work if we don't feel good when we're in that state.
That's true. Speaking of along those lines and tapping, Brendan, would you demonstrate so our audience can get involved with some tapping and with Danny? Do you maybe deal with a real subject or a pretend subject with Danny so people, those that are new to tapping, and I think everybody that's listening to this knows the basics, so you don't have to explain it again. Just, you know, see if you can work with an issue of some kind for a few minutes with Danny. Would that be all right?
Absolutely, yes, I'd love to. Danny, do you have an issue that you'd like to work on related to coming out?
Well, let's do one that I already worked on that I think would be helpful to reiterate, just about feeling being really fearful of other people's reactions being really, really afraid of what happens kind of around the bend once you start to talk to people about it, and just the feelings of, like, fear and, like, shame around it, just around the initial conversation.
Good.
So it's the fear around coming out?
I think it's
telling them that I'm gay and how they'll react?
Especially after, for example, like, especially after maybe having told them that I was straight, even when they had asked me previously, like, you know, if I was gay or straight, and I'd been, oh, like, yeah, I'm straight. Like, if I'd already defended myself, it's kind of like embarrassing to go back and be like, no, I know I said that I'm straight, but I'm not. I'm actually gay. The fear of an embarrassment, kind of opening that conversation with a friend.
Okay, that's great. So we'll work on the fear and the embarrassment. So what I want you to do is just to start tapping on the side of your hand and just take a deep cleansing breath and just get into your body for a second. Just notice your body and your breathing. And then just repeat after me. So you're going to be the echo. So even though I feel fearful of others' reactions,
even though I feel fearful of others' reactions
about me being gay, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I still deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Good. And we'll just do a round with the fear. So just come to the top of your head. All this fear about what they'll think of me.
All this fear about what they'll think of me.
At the eyebrows. All this fear of their reactions.
All this fear of their reactions.
Okay, side of the eye. All this fear about having to correct myself.
All this fear about having to correct myself.
Under the eye. Having to tell the truth.
Having to tell the truth.
We've come below the lips. Take a deep breath. I'm feeling all this fear about what they'll think.
I'm feeling all this fear about what they'll think.
And then come to the collarbone. It's embarrassing to have to tell the truth.
It's embarrassing to have to tell the truth.
And come to the side, under your arm. What other thoughts do you have about this fear?
What other thoughts do you have about this fear? Are you asking me to repeat it, or?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm asking you. Yeah.
That people won't like what I tell them. Or they won't treat me the same way.
Okay, so let's say that. Come to the front of the ribs. What will people say?
What will people say?
Come to your wrist. What if they don't like what if they won't like what I say?
What if they won't like what I say?
What if they won't like who I am?
What if they won't like who I am?
Come to your finger points. Stop this, huh? This is a lot of pressure.
This is a lot of pressure.
This is a lot of people that I'm going to have to interact with.
This is a lot of people that I'm going to have to interact with.
And it's creating a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety.
And it's creating a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
Take a deep breath. Come to the side of the hand again. Even though I feel embarrassed to have these conversations.
Even though I feel embarrassed that I have to have these conversations.
I still deeply accept that about myself.
I still deeply accept that about myself.
I accept that I have embarrassment and fear.
I accept that I have embarrassment and fear.
It's totally normal.
It's totally normal.
And it makes sense.
And it makes sense.
And I know that it will pass.
And I know that it will pass.
Good. Take another deep breath. Good. Lindsay, you want to step in? Do you have anything you want to add right now?
No, I think you're doing a great job, Brendan. Danny, did anything come up? Because this is something that you've worked on before, and you've just echoed that with Brendan. But did anything come up as we were going through it again with you as he was doing that?
Just about my own, memories about the experience?
Yeah, did it kind of feel like, well, this is not a non-issue, or did you feel like, oh, there's still a little bit of fear or anxiety there?
Yeah, I think there was a little bit there, especially, there's a lot of conversations I have to have. That kind of just took me back. I was like, yeah, that was just so draining.
Yeah.
So many conversations. If everyone wants to have a one-on-one conversation with you about it too, which is cool. But that can be draining as well.
Sure. You have to tell them like we're doing to you. Well, tell me the story again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to reiterate and remind you that you have a lot of rights in this situation. When I was coming out, I had a queer therapist. I was very lucky as well. One of the things we talked about was boundaries. You know, I said I had boundaries that I had when I came out where I told my parents, I'm not talking about sex with you. I'm not talking about in detail about my relationships with you. You know, I needed boundaries to feel that I was safe and that I could come out with minimal embarrassment and uncomfortability. And so I want to remind you that you have a right to say, I'm not ready to talk about this in detail, or I'm processing this, and I appreciate your concern, but I don't want to go into it. And you have that right. You know, you have those rights.
Yeah, I definitely have used that before when I wasn't ready to talk about it. And most of the people that I was having this conversation with, they were close friends that I wanted to have the conversation with. But yeah, I mean, I also have had problems with boundaries as well, but in a different regard, just having boundaries and self-respect. It's kind of another aspect of that I had to work on that was sort of separate but still related to being gay, because I had, for so long, had been very self-disrespectful because I was ignoring a lot of parts of myself, and I was used to not allowing myself the respect that I deserved. And so in friendships and relationships, I tended to just take the kind of low road and just kind of, accept when people did things to me that weren't really appropriate or they weren't really respectful. People didn't respect my feelings, and I kind of just went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
That was another aspect I had to work on as well.
Absolutely. Let's do some tapping around that. So just come back to the side of your hand and just take a deep breath. Even though I'm going to have a lot of conversations that are very draining.
Even though I'm going to have a lot of conversations that are very draining,
I still love and accept myself.
I still love and accept myself.
I respect myself for putting in this time to help others with their coming out process.
I respect myself for putting in this time to help other people with their coming out process.
Good. Even though in the past I haven't been as respectful to myself.
Even though in the past I haven't been as respectful to myself.
I'm really proud of myself that I'm working on this and I'm self-aware now.
I'm really proud of myself that I'm working on this and I'm self-aware now.
Great. Come to the top of your head. There's been a lot of conversations and they're exhausting.
There's been a lot of conversations and they're exhausting.
Come to your eyebrows. Everyone wants to have a one-on-one.
Everyone wants to have a one-on-one.
Come to the side of your eyes. I'm still setting up my boundaries for that feel right for me.
I'm still setting up my boundaries for that feel right for me.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
That's a really great thing.
It's a really great thing.
Come under your eye. I've been ignoring parts of myself.
I've been ignoring parts of myself.
For so long, I wasn't respectful of myself.
For so long, I wasn't respectful of myself.
Come under the chin. And now I'm really ready to accept myself completely.
Now I'm really ready to accept myself completely.
Good. Take a deep breath. Come to your collarbone. Even though I'm feeling some embarrassment or some anxiety around this coming out process.
Even though I'm feeling some anxiety and embarrassment about this coming out process.
It makes total sense.
It makes total sense.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Good. Come to your side. What would you like to add, Danny? Are there any other pieces that you feel like are there in your mind or heart that you want to clear?
I'm willing to allow myself to be open and vulnerable enough to share myself, if that makes sense.
I love that. Great. Let's come to the front with the ribs. I am really willing to be open and vulnerable through this whole process.
I am really willing to be open and vulnerable to this whole process.
Good. Come to the wrist. And if I'm not, that's okay too.
And if I'm not, that's okay too.
Good. Come to your finger points. I'm allowed to be wherever I'm at.
I'm allowed to be wherever I'm at.
Good. Any anxiety or fear that's coming up for me? Any?
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Good.
Brendan, one of the things that's really important about this direction that you're going, I'm hoping people hear that it doesn't matter if you have doubts or fears or you're feeling a little embarrassed or you think you've maybe acted inappropriately. It's okay. It's self-acceptance with this is probably the most important thing. If you want
Absolutely.
Others and you expect others to accept, you have to accept yourself. And our own self-judgment and that critical voice that we hear about ourselves, oh, gosh, I shouldn't have done that. Like this applies to heterosexuals as well, trust me. That beating of self-flagellation, the part of us that beats ourselves up for what we think are mistakes and or inappropriate words or actions, is the part that brings us down, that erodes our self-esteem. It makes us lose confidence in ourselves, and it's what others see that creates vulnerability, and that's what others see. So if you really totally accept who you are, mistakes and all, flaws and all, and I'm not referring to homosexuality as being a flaw or mistake, don't want to misrepresent that. I'm just saying other things that you do, your actions that you might think might be inappropriate or feeling inadequate, any of those things that you just say, that's okay. That's where I am right now. I don't want to talk about this now, and that's okay. That's just where I am now. Maybe someday I will. So I really
want
to get in that direction.
Right. And what I love about EFT is that you're going through and the emotions shift. you know, their shipments, like that onion that you're peeling. And so you're kind of releasing the charge around all of the different layers because, you know, you may be, there may be at first a lot of, you know, what Danny was talking about, you know, anxiety or fear or embarrassment that's coming out, that's coming up when you're having these conversations or you're in the beginning, you're in the beginning process. But then it may go to anger, like, oh, I'm frustrated with the people that, you know, are trying to make me feel bad, you know, that I'm not available to them now or whatever, you know, it may move to confusion, you know, like I'm confused, like now I'm part of the community, but where do I go to meet people, or, you know, or sadness, like I want a partner, you know, and I'm not sure how to find that. You know, those all like go through, and tapping is the one of the best ways to really release that charge that keeps coming up, because it will keep popping up. And I do love what you're saying about the acceptance, which is just so important, that we say, okay, I have something new. Now I'm feeling rage, and I accept that. That's a wonderful gift right now, because it's telling me something new about myself, and being self-aware is one of the most wonderful things that we can have in this life.
That's good, Brennan. Thanks. Now, Danny, we didn't come on the show to fix you in any way. It was your giving perspective, but we want your perspective, too, of what we're saying about this, because you are so newly outed. Does this help you at all with your own self-acceptance and how you look at yourself?
I mean, I kind of touched on this before, but, like, after I had my couple sessions with Lindsay, was really a turning point where, even though I was already out to my close friends, I still felt very awkward about it and embarrassed. And after our sessions, it was just such a turning point. Like, it was definitely, I could definitely describe it as like kind of like a discharge, you know, of that energy. Like, I just felt so much more readily comfortable about just doing whatever I wanted to do and saying whatever I wanted to say in whatever, you know, group of people I was around. From then on, it was a big shift for me that I just felt more comfortable just doing whatever. Like, everything was just okay. So definitely helped.
I think that's really important too, Danny. Why you didn't say these words, what that the syndrome is about, that is letting go of the resistance people have to being however they are, whether it's gay or old or uneducated or whatever it might be, whatever condition they might have or place they may be. It's letting go of the resistance. When we fight it, it creates so much more energy to fight it. It's exhausting. We don't even realize that we're pushing against ourselves. People that are in a marriage, hetero or gay, or in a relationship, and they resist being all the way in. They have one foot in and one foot out. That's going to take so much more energy from that relationship, and it won't work until they're 100% committed. It's very much like that with anything, whether it's your business, your school, your relationship with others, or your relationship with yourself. Any resistance about accepting who you are is going to get in your way of clarity, focus, confidence, and self-esteem. So I could resist the fact that I'm getting older. You said, Brendan, that you feel young even though you're 29. I had to chuckle, you know, because I have underwear that's older than that. And so I resist getting older, but how good is that going to do me? I mean, it's inevitable. It's what it is. It's sort of like resisting being tall or being short or being a male or female or something that's just who you are. So the resistance really does get in your way. And so it's important to tap on any resistance you have about whatever state you're in. And I don't mean the states of the union. I mean whatever condition or whatever issue you're in, tap on letting go of the resistance about it so you can move forward and you allow things to unfold as they should. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
I want to do a couple of rounds just on that because it's a more global issue. And so I'd like the audience to actually pick something that they feel resistance to. Now, since we're on the subject of homosexuality, it might be resistant to a parent that's listening to this, that's resistant to their child being that way. So acceptance is really important. As long as you resist them, it's sort of like, if I accept this, then I'm just saying it's okay, and then I'm all right with it. Well, yeah. Is that a bad thing? So you want to let go of your resistance and then allow things to flow, because your resistance isn't going to change the person. Your resistance about being old isn't going to make you younger. Your resistance about being short isn't going to make you tall, and so on. So you might as well let it go and free the energy that binds up. So I want everybody to kind of pick out something that they're resistant about, including you guys. So since we've been picking on Danny to be the echo, Brendan, would you like to be the echo on this for just a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. So everybody pick out something they're resistant to, and let's just use the phrasing of resistant to being gay. And then, but again, I have people that are out there that have to, something else that you might feel resistant to. And your child being gay, or your child being in a relationship that you're not happy with, whatever it might be. So on the karate chop point, even though I may be resistant to being gay.
Even though I may be resistant to being gay.
There's a part of me that doesn't want to let that go.
There's a part of me that doesn't want to let that go.
Maybe I feel like if I totally accept it, then it's a reality.
Sorry, say that again, Lindsay.
If I totally accept it and let go of the resistance.
If I totally accept it and let go of the resistance.
Then it means like it's actually a reality.
Then it means I could.
That it is actually true.
That it is actually true, that it is actually reality.
And there's a part of me that doesn't want to admit that.
And there's a part of me that doesn't want to admit that.
And I don't want to let that go.
And I don't want to let that go.
But I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Now shake out your hands, your fingertips, and take a deep breath. And what I was doing there was just letting go of any resistance to letting go of resistance. So it was letting go of fear, letting go of fear, that sort of a thing. It's neutralizing the subconscious. Then come back to the karate chop point and say, even though I have there may be a part of me that resists being gay.
Even though there's a part of me that resists being gay.
I want to let that go.
I want to let that go.
I want to lovingly accept who I am.
I want to completely accept who I am.
And I respect myself for doing this work.
I respect myself for doing this work.
On the eyebrows, any resistance to being gay?
Any resistance to being gay.
Outside of the eyes, any resistance to talking about it?
Any resistance to talking about it.
Through the eyes, any resistance toward myself?
Any resistance towards myself.
Under the nose, any reluctance to be openly gay?
Any reluctance to openly be gay.
Collarbone, any reluctance to letting go of my shame about it?
Any reluctance to being open to my shame about it.
Under the arms, I want to let go of my resistance and reluctance.
I want to let go of my resistance and my reluctance.
On the liver point, which is the top of the ribs, I want to accept who I am.
I want to accept who I am.
On the wrist, I want to lovingly accept who I am.
I want to lovingly accept who I am.
Like Popeye, on the top of the head, like Popeye would say, I am who I am.
Like Popeye would say, I am who I am.
You guys are too young to even know who that is.
I know who Popeye is.
On the eyebrows. But I want to be proud of who I am.
I want to be proud of who I am.
Outside of the eyes, I want to let go of my resistance to being who I am.
I want to let go of my resistance to who I am.
I choose to be who I am.
I choose to be who I am.
Under the nose and chin, I choose to accept myself completely.
I choose to accept myself completely.
Collarbone, any remaining resistance to being gay?
Any remaining resistance to being gay?
Under the arms, I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
On the liver, I allow myself to be all of who I can be.
I allow myself to be all of who I can be.
On the wrist, I choose to accept myself wherever I am.
I choose to accept myself wherever I am.
Top of the head, and I choose to forgive others for any resistance they have.
And I choose to forgive others for any resistance or wherever they're at.
Okay, good. And Did any of you, did either of you have any resistance about anything? We were just doing a general tapping, but did you have any resistance to anything, Danny?
No, not really.
Okay. Brendan, you probably didn't because you're a practitioner and you just tap all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good.
So hopefully the listeners could feel some relief or some resistance. So we have just a little less than 5 minutes left. Brendan, do you have any more questions about anything that you want to ask of Danny?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, you know, have his, you know, feedback and perspective of what he would like to share with either families or, you know, folks that are just coming out right now, what he would like to say to them, if he could give them a message.
Wow, okay. Well, I mean, I just, when I see some of my friends who, a couple of my friends are, I'm pretty sure that they're, you know, in the closet and they're uncomfortable coming out, but it's like, so, I mean, other people can kind of see that maybe they are, and it's just, having just come out, when I see other people who I can tell are probably struggling with the issue, I just really, really wish and hope and encourage that you can just find some fashion for you that where you can work on acceptance for yourself. So I just really encourage individuals who are struggling with coming out to just do the work, and it doesn't have to be public, but find a way where you can do the work with yourself, and at least enough to have a conversation with yourself about it, whether you need to write in a journal or however you want to express yourself. Just really encourage you to find some way to start to work on the acceptance aspect for yourself. And for parents and friends of people who are trying to come out, I guess the best thing to understand is that it's really draining and it's really difficult. And the best thing that you can do to support is just to as much as you can, just express to them that you understand them and that you're okay with and you love and accept them for who they are, as if you can indicate that as much as possible. That's what made me, like, I came out to my parents before I came out to anybody else, and it's because I have that relationship with my parents. My parents have always, you know, let me know that they love me no matter what, so that's really important.
Yeah, that is important, Danny, and thank you for sharing that. What I would like to do is since we don't have time to take questions, we just have a minute left, I want to give my email address on this, and it's on my website as well, so people can email me if they have questions of Danny, maybe to congratulate him or support him, but if there's any way, if they want to contact him, rather than giving out your email, Danny, I'll just forward it to you. So email me at lkcoaching-lk@yahoo.com, lkcoaching-lk@yahoo.com. If you forget that or didn't catch it, you can go on my website.
90 seconds.
Forward those to Danny unread so that you can have a conversation or ask him anything or congratulate him for being so open. And I congratulate you, Danny, for your journey, and you'll look back and say, wow, I'm so glad I did what I did, and when I did it, it was just right. So I want to thank you for participating. And Brendan, I want you to give your website real quickly and your email address, because you are practitioners of those that are parents or are gay.
60 seconds.
Would like your help in counseling them, that would be great. Because I know there are parents, when Danny said, we'll just love and accept them, there are some parents or loved ones that said, well, yeah, but how do we do that? I'm having trouble with this. Then Brendan would be a great guy to go to. I do a lot of counseling myself with gays, but I recommend Brendan. Brendan, give your website address quickly and your email address, if you would.
Absolutely, yeah. So my website is holisticlifesf.com, And my email address is Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-A-N, at holisticlifesf.com. And I work, you know, like I said, I was a teacher before I was doing coaching, and so I worked with families and parents for 10 years. And, I do a lot of parent
coaching.
I'm there for parents who need support, and I'm there for folks that are just coming out because I am queer and I've had that experience, and I've been in the community doing a lot of work with that as well. So whether you're a parent or a youth or an adult who's coming out, I'm here to help and would love to contact you.
Great. Thank you. And those his website and contact information will be on my web page, on my website at proeft.com/media.html, and that's also listed from my main page. There's a link to the radio program and the media, and Brendan's bio and information will be there. So we're out of time, guys. I want to thank you both for participating in this. And for your generosity, Brendan, being the co-host, thank you for that.
Absolutely, and thank you, Danny. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I'm proud of you that you shared this today, and you had the courage to just speak up. It's great.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much, Danny. Thanks, guys, and good luck to you both. And thanks, everybody, for joining us, and please join us again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye,
Danny.
Bye.
Just as a final note, everybody, I wanted to remind you, you can find the replays of this on my website at proeft.com/media.html.
Danny, are you there?
Or just link at it from the home site.
Lindsay, are you there?
And thanks, everybody, for calling.